On this day, 7th November 1970, Army facing organized terrorism. The Army in Northern Ireland is for the first time facing organized terrorism, Major General Tony Farrar Hockley, Commander Land Forces, said yesterday, after a weekend of riots in which 41 of his men were injured, several by nail bombs. The General said, "Gelignite bombs have taken us to the threshold of hotter operations. It had only been by the grace of God that none of his soldiers had been killed," he told a press conference. He thought the riots had been organized, but he did not feel that the army was confronted with a well-oiled machine. He did not class the terrorists as being good at it. Ardoyne, sick of violence, letter to the editor. "Sir, may I, on behalf of the vast majority of the people in Ardoyne, voice a strong condemnation of the vicious riots which took place last Friday night. Last year, we were terrorised by other extreme elements, and now the Black Beret Brigade are terrorising us by the latest tactics of grenades and machine guns. We want no part of this. We are sick and tired of violence. Ireland will never be united by force, and what's more, we don't want it united by force. May I express my sympathy to the soldiers who were viciously wounded by grenades. I would like them to know that the vast majority of people deplored what happened to them. For God's sake, let us have some peace before it is too late. Yours, etc., Butler Street resident." Human justice for Sam Devaney. The conspiracy of silence among some police officers to protect guilty colleagues in the Sam Devaney affair would hardly enhance the RUC's attempts to be regarded as an impartial force, said Mr. John Hume, MP, last night. For while those guilty of the willful assaults on Samuel Devaney, 43, and other members of his household remained unidentified, the finger of suspicion pointed at every man in uniform, Mr. Hume said. Another Derry MP, Mr. Ivan Cooper, said that now they had proof that policemen were responsible for assaulting Mr. Devaney. The time had come for an investigation into the deaths of Mr. Francis McCloskey of Dungiven and Mr. John Gallagher, who was shot dead in Armagh. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, Farrar Hockley's statement stands out as first British Army acknowledgement that it was facing an armed IRA campaign. The Provisionals offensive would divide nationalist opinion, as Butler Street residents letter affirms, with the bulk of nationalists supporting Hume and Cooper in their efforts to secure the civil rights agenda by political means. Meanwhile, a conspiracy of silence in the RUC meant that Sam Devaney's assailants were never identified.